the Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 11th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. Protests that started in L.A. over immigration enforcement raids and prompted President Trump to mobilize National Guard troops and Marines have begun to spread across the country, with more planned into the weekend. That for the Associated Press. They report from Seattle to Austin and Washington, D.C., marchers have chanted slogans, carried signs against ICE enforcement, and stalled traffic through downtown avenues and outside federal offices. The AP notes that activists are planning more and even larger demonstrations in the coming days, with No Kings events across the country Saturday to coincide with Trump's planned military parade through Washington. And as Congress considers cuts to safety net programs in what Republicans are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, new analysts from the nonpartisan CBO estimate 16 million Americans, including 140,000 in Colorado, would lose Medicaid health insurance.
Josh Bivens with the Economic Policy Institute says if the bill passes as is, health providers would see a steep increase in what's known as uncompensated care, when people without coverage get sick but can't afford to pay their medical bill.
And it means hospitals and doctors no longer receive that income stream from Medicaid payments, and lots of them are going to be forced out of business, and there's going to be closures of hospitals, especially in rural counties.
Republicans have cast doubt on the CBO's projections and claim cutting $715 billion from Medicaid by eliminating fraud and adding work requirements for adults would not reduce coverage. The GOP bill aims to fund Trump administration priorities, including more immigration raids and border wall construction and extending tax cuts passed in 2017. I'm Eric Galatas.
Next to Michigan, where kids are making progress when it comes to family life and finances, but they're struggling in school, the NEA Case's 2025 Kids Count report ranks the state 33rd overall in child well-being.
Michigan ranks 28th in economic well-being, with steady child poverty and job security, but rising housing costs and more teens out of school or work. Education ranks lowest at 44th, with increasing numbers of young kids out of school and more 4th and 8th graders struggling in reading and math, while high school graduation rates remain steady. The Michigan League for Public Policy's Ann Kuhman believes a lack of resources plays a key role in why education is taking the biggest hit.
Whether students are showing up to school ready to learn, whether they have the resources that they need at home, whether that's healthy meals, safe bed to sleep in at night, and also just a way to get to school safely, these all have an impact on students' educational outcomes.
Michigan ranks 29th in family and community well-being in the new report, with more kids in stable homes and teen births dropping. Crystal Blair reporting.
This is Public News Service. Indiana's largest LGBTQ plus celebration kicks off this weekend as Indy Pride marks its 30th anniversary.
A parade steps off Saturday morning at 10 on Mass Ave, followed by a free community gathering at Monument Circle and a two-day concert at American Legion Mall. Tina Robb with Indy Pride expects tens of thousands of people to attend and says this year's message is about visibility and unity.
Pride started out as a protest, and as we are seeing in 2025, our rights are being stripped away daily. So while it started as a protest, it's going to continue as a protest, and this is our 30th anniversary. So we chose to be loud and bigger than ever this year.
Organizers say the expanded festival reflects both the urgency of the moment and the power of community. I'm Joe O'Leary, Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And immigrant rights groups say they are considering legal action to try and restore a Texas law allowing in-state tuition rates for undocumented college students.
The move comes after the Department of Justice sued Texas, and within hours, state officials complied without a fight. According to the U.S. Attorney General, federal law prohibits schools from providing benefits to undocumented students that they don't provide to U.S. citizens. Immigration attorney Kelly Cobb says the law has been on the books since 2001.
They get the same residency requirement as someone that was born here. And I think it's more of a policy argument. These were children brought here, and why should they be penalized and have to pay higher tuition?
Texas was the first state to enact such a law to help young adults without legal status. Conservative legislators have tried to repeal the law for years. Cobb says if an appeal is filed, a judge could allow the law to remain in effect through the appeals process. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
Finally, creative folks often say poetry is almost everywhere you look, and sidewalks across the Midwest, including in Minnesota, are proving it.
Sidewalk poetry programs have risen across the region, stemming from an initiative started in Minnesota's capital city by behavioral artist Marcus Young back in 2008. St. Paul adopted the first such program in the country, inspired by sidewalk contractor stamps. Young says he remembers thinking if he can print those logos on these large sections of pavement, why not other things like poems?
I think it all goes back to our universal desire that when we see wet concrete, we want to put our finger in it and just mark that I was here.
St. Paul's program allows residents to claim the sidewalks as their book pages every spring.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.